My dictation for Willie Raines, Willie Raines, date of birth is 5/24/1978. The date of service is 6/1/2023, date of accident 8/18/2022. The patient Willie Raines is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an accident where he was a restaurant driver and was hit on the rear end and also T-bone on the driver's side. It caused him pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in both shoulders, both the wrist, both hips. Right knee with radiation to both arms involving all the fingers as well as both the legs below the knee involving all the toes. The patient also suffered from head injury as well as loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmare, blurred vision, and constant headaches. The patient has undergone a physical therapy, chiropractic treatment all along, medications, and he reports the following. His pain is still ongoing between 5 and 7 to the neck and the mid-back and lower back and both the elbows and right knee. The patient does have a difficult time lifting the right arm as well as patient has effect on the ADLs as follows. The walking ability and general activities are affected 8. The work and enjoyment of life 6. The sleep and relationship with other people around 5. Mood is affected 5. And patient reports no relief. However, he has never complied with the treatment protocols that are required to help him incredibly. The rest of the system review is from the chart. Additional history is from the chart. The substance abuse and compliance history is from the chart. The patient was referred to a case management on the last time to accident to help organize because the patient has history of forgetfulness sometime. The medication that are provided are Celebrex. Oh, sorry, one moment. The physical examination was not recorded. The patient has the following vital signs. Blood pressure is 132/85. Pulse is 73. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 4/18/2023, dictation number is 0424-103. And diagnosis are the same plan. The patient reports that he is tired of seeing doctors and therapists and he wants to conclude all of these things. Even though he still has pain in the shoulders, both sides, with radiation to both arms, pain in the right knee, but they are substantially better, 50% better. In the previous sometime he reports 10%, and his right shoulder is affected to the tune of he can lift up to 120 degrees of abduction. The MRIs were discussed with the patient at length again, and he was informed that he does have positive finding. First of all, he has a sprain of the right shoulder with cruciate ligament, anterior cruciate ligament tendonitis, as well as supraspinatus infraspinal tendinosis of the right shoulder with a low-grade interstitial insertional tearing, moderate AC joint osteoarthritis, tenosynovitis of extra-articular biceps tendon. In the cervical spine, patient was found to have uncomfortable joint hypertrophy C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 with a broad-based disc herniation at C5-6. And also C6-7. The patient was advised CESI. In the lumbar spine, there was a ligament of phloem thickening all throughout, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, as well as bulging disc throughout the three levels, for which LESI and facet joint injections have been advised. The patient respectfully declined He doesn't want any injection treatment. He doesn't want any surgical treatment. And his case is coming to the end. Anyway, he has been informed that if he wants to be discharged, let us know and we can discharge him. And on the last month, an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant was ordered, but he has not done it to rule out the DBI. He was referred for neuropsych therapy, Triton Behavioral. I'm not sure if he has done it yet. A quad can neck brace was also ordered. Medication and patient was referred to chiropractor, continue acupuncture and treatment profile. He was provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily, SCFX 20 milligram daily for stomach protection, Elovil 50 milligram twice a day for GAD disorder and sleep and pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain healing. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. Patient will continue his physical therapy at the rate of 2 times a week, and it will be after that it will be suspended for neck and the lower back and shoulder and knees. He is allowed to work 5 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds for lifting limits with the hospital replacement and case management. It's also provided with a Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for his anxiety and the relief. He's been requested to see a psychiatrist as well. Please send this copy of this dictation to Accident Case Management, Wanda, WANDA, @accidentcares.com. Thank you.